Our conversation with Air Force hockey athletic trainer Eric Marsh is brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender, with offices across Colorado's Front Range. Call or click on their banner ad on our homepage. Now, here's our conversation with athletic trainer Eric Marsh of the Air Force Academy.
Well, when I first got here, I worked hockey and football. And then roughly 4 years ago, we had a turnover in football. They took me off football, and so now I work hockey and golf.
Okay.
So those are my primary responsibilities.
Okay. At this point in the year, what's the main responsibility for you with hockey?
With hockey right now, it's usually we have our surgeries happen right after the season completes. So we'll get our surgeries in as soon as we can. However, with the way the injuries went this year, everything that needed surgery happened so early that they've already had it. So I'm just finishing up rehabbing Fino and Knowlton, and Pulver's right in the middle of his rehab from his shoulders. So that's what I'm doing. I'm pretty much rehabbing, watching their training. Those guys have little nicks and issues from the season. They'll come in and see me.
Okay. All right. I mean, is it busier during the season?
Oh, yeah. Way busier during the season. Because they're coming in actively for practice in greater volumes. They don't want to be in as much as they're tired, too. They'd rather be down at the golf course and things like that. They're not as worried about playing time. So the guys that have a little nagging injury here or there, they may wait a couple days, hit the links for a couple days, and come in and see me. So, you know, during the year, it's way busier. Plus, you have to add the game and travel factor. I mean, we travel pretty much almost more than anybody except for maybe baseball. Baseball and hockey have the most traveling in the longest seasons.
What sort of preparation goes into these trips? Because they're not just, it's not other than a trip to DU or CC.
Yeah.
On an airplane. And
yeah, well.
What does that entail for you?
Well, for me, it's not a ton. I have, that goes to Robert Rushy, who you'll talk to. He does most of that stuff. I have a couple extra bags that I need sent out. He sends those out for me. They arrive at the arena. We have a recovery bag for Friday. I take an extra, what we call a crutch bag, that has braces and boots and things if something happens. And then I pack my medical kits that I just take with me, that I got to have with me, with the team at all times. So that's just restocking, getting ready to go, having my bench bag ready to go, having my training kit ready to go, which I usually pack a couple days before we leave, and that goes with me.
Are there any challenges when you're on the road that you don't have at home?
Well, the biggest challenge is if something happens and you need a physician. We don't have a physician that travels with hockey. So if it happens during the game, the site provides the host school provides a physician just like we do. But if it happens at practice, now I've got to try to find off-campus care, you know, whether it be an emergency room or Emergicare, which can be difficult. Plus, it's just I can only take so much with me.
Yeah.
So over the years, I used to take a lot of stuff. I've learned over the years I don't take anything that I can't do with my hands. So if I can't do the treatments with my hands, I don't really do much. Bring it with me.
Marsh and I also discussed some of the changes to the program during his 2.5 decades around Air Force hockey.
It's mostly a change in the culture and the players that we have now. When I first got here, not the teams were awful, but they weren't nearly the caliber of players that are coming through now. They still Division I athletes. What I did was very similar. I mean, I've changed my philosophies in the training room over the years, but now there's more on the line. We're in a league which we weren't in when I first started here. I mean, our last game was the end of the season, senior night, and that was it. Now they're playing for something. There's, you know, when guys get hurt, there's more on the line. The stakes are higher. Guy's going to be back. And, you know, and that's probably the biggest change is in the culture and the type of player we get. But we get good players now. We compete at a national level now, which when I first got here, we weren't doing. So the evolution that Frank took us through has made it more exciting because there's more on the line, but then it gets more challenging because we can't afford for guys to be out. But, you know, and this year was a prime example of trying to get guys back in quickly and safely, but when they're out and you're 6-8 guys out for a game, that And there's a lot on the line now, not just tonight's win.
Right. It
could be standings and things like that.
There's two questions related to that I wanted to ask. First of all is the amount of injuries this year. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this in your time here?
Not in the quantity. I mean, we'll have, you know, like pull over shoulder things. I'll see one or two of those. But we got hit right out of the gate. I mean, we lost Fino in the very first game for the year. And you're like, okay, well, that isn't good. And then it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And I'm just like, I've never seen the number. And it wasn't just like, he'll be out tonight, should be back tomorrow. Or he'll be out tonight, should be back next week. No, guys were out 5 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. You know, they weren't just a couple weeks, a little rest type of things. And so, I mean, it was challenging. I think when we were at Holy Cross, we'd finally gotten 12 healthy forwards on the ice, and it lasted exactly 6 minutes. Because then Stone got hit in the hand. We thought he broke his thumb, and he was out. And I looked at Frank, and I said, well, that lasted 6 minutes. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I was in the locker room with Stone looking at him. I'm just like, 6 minutes. We had 12 healthy forwards. And it gets overwhelming, and, you know, it gets discouraging. He got tired of seeing me in the middle of the season. Every time I'd walk in to talk to him, he was like gun-shy because I was always bringing bad news. So, but it was injury-wise very difficult this year. And the things they did, the coaches manipulating the lineup and the players coming in and playing with different people, because when Hake is out, it isn't just affecting Hake, it affects the guys that are on his line, the guys that he plays with on the power play. It all trickles down. So it isn't just one guy being out. It trickles into all of them, you know, his impact on everybody else. So it was amazing what we accomplished with all of that.
Marsh also discussed the step-by-step protocols that a Falcon has to go through when returning from injury.
Well, it's a combination effort. So we have what we call return-to-play protocols.
Okay.
So once they progress through rehab, they have to accomplish certain goals or tasks in the training room. If it's, let's say, coming back from a lower leg injury, they got to do a hop test and things like that so we can make sure their strength appears to be equal. If they pass that, then we'll take them on the ice and we'll do some different challenges on the ice, stops and starts, changing direction, different ways to challenge them in a controlled environment. Then we will have Doc look at him, and if he kind of gives his blessing, we'll put him in what we call our red jersey, and that's a non-contact. So they go practice in a non-contact phase. And then after they go through that, then we will put him in practice, which is still semi-controlled, in contact. And if that seems to go well, then we make the decision. I usually make the decision to Frank and say he's available. And then they'll make a decision whether they want to put him in or not.
Sure.
But it's with the player, it's with the coaches, it's with me, it's with the team position. It all has to be a collective effort to give it the thumbs up. Mm-hmm. I mean, the player has to be mentally ready to go. You know, they've got to trust and believe that it's healed and fixed. You know, one of the biggest things coaches and players ask, well, can I get hurt again? And the answer is yes, but you can hurt the other ankle or shoulder too. So I can't give you any guarantee. So we got to make sure they're mentally ready to go. If they're physically ready to go, but not mentally ready to go, they're just waiting to get hurt again. So that's a huge protocol where we put them step by step by step, and they have to accomplish all this to return. Now that could last weeks, it could last days. It just depends on how quickly they accomplish the different steps. And then we as a collective staff, meaning the coaches, myself, the team doctor, then we go, yep, we're comfortable with him returning to play.
We also discussed the advantages of and challenges to working with a highly motivated and skilled group of future military officers who would like nothing better than to return to the ice as soon as possible.
From my experiences before coming here, not at military academies. Their compliance, which we call compliance, meaning they show up to the training room and do what we ask them to do, is better here on average than a lot of other places. Not that a lot of the places people just do whatever they want, but I have less guys I've got to track down for treatment. It depends on the player. The hockey mentality in general is they want to go. They're very, very physically and mentally tough individuals, tougher than the average athlete. I always tell that the last of the true athletic warriors are wrestlers and hockey players. You know, A, they haven't had much exposure to trainers, athletic trainers, so they have been used to treating themselves, and so they always want to go back. And half the time I'm like, no, you need to come in, see me, take it easy, you know, because they want to play. They just want to play. And so that helps, but then they're so smart, they have a lot of questions that I have to have conversations with them that I probably wouldn't with your average athlete, explaining what this means and what physiologically is happening and what's this and that. So it actually keeps me on my toes sometimes. Hake is one of the most intellectual people I've ever dealt with, and when he has something, we are always going over it above and beyond what you would do with a normal injured athlete, explaining the process, explaining what we're trying to accomplish with the different treatments. So I don't consider that a disadvantage. It's just an additional challenge at times.
Joe Doyle has told me that even for the coaches,
yes,
you have to be prepared for a lot, because they're just naturally going to question things, and they're not being disrespectful, but they genuinely have
that curiosity
about why are we doing
this. Because I said so does apply here at the academy.
Right.
You know, and I wouldn't think it should anywhere, but, and you gotta, they just, and it's not that they're challenging you or that they're saying, I don't think you know what you're doing, and they just like, I want to understand fully what's happening. And some of them take it, and they really want to understand. And Kyle is one of those. Kyle wants to understand everything that's happening to the best of his ability, and his abilities are very high.
We also discussed the evolution of training as it pertains to college hockey in general and the Air Force Academy in particular.
As things have evolved, I know, like in my profession, you have to maintain continuing education units because the medical field through research is constantly evolving. Stuff that when I was in school back in the late 80s and early 90s, we don't even come close to doing anymore. And so you constantly have to challenge and look and stay up to date as far as that stuff goes. But the physical training has changed too. Basically back in the day, it was how much can you lift? But now it's more about, and you'll get it when you talk to Drew, it's functional training. I mean, our hockey players don't need to bench 300 pounds because they're never going to have to complete that task. An offensive lineman might have to do that, but you taper the training. So with the more intelligent training methods, the injuries in the off season, as far as training, like the weight room injuries, sore backs, etc., have decreased significantly. And Drew is excellent at what he does. He and I talk. If we have an injured guy, I'll just say, we got to modify this, nothing over his head, don't use his right arm, and then he trains them within those restrictions and does a great job. Hockey's very fortunate. All of our staff members are big-time pros, consummate pros, very experienced people, so it's very easy to just, I don't have to watch Drew, I just say, here's the restrictions of this guy, and he does and gets as much out of him as he can within those restrictions. Same thing with Rushy. If I need an extra pad or something ordered, he does that. Or something he wants me to look at, elbow pads or whatever, I'll come down and take a look at it. So there's different things we have to adjust. Or I'll go in and say, hey, so-and-so's shin pad's cracked. Can we get that replaced? And he takes care of it. You know, he's great at cleaning the stuff. I don't ever have to worry about skin issues because he's on it, constantly cleaning their equipment, constantly, you know. So not having to worry about everybody else doing their job, I can just worry about doing my job.
What's a typical day like for you during the season, say a practice day or even a game day?
Well, like on a practice day, they'll usually start showing up about 1:30. And I'll write down on the board, guys, I expect to see, because sometimes they forget. Here's who I expect to see for treatments, put the number up, they'll come down and see me. I'll do the treatments I have to do. I'll make contact with Joe and Frank, if anybody has an adjustment for practice that day. Then they usually have to be down in their meeting about 3 o'clock. I get them down there so that they're not late, and then I'll go down and watch practice in case anything until about 5:30. Then they might be in the weight room that day. They're in the weight room and lifting. I'll wait for them, and I'll kind of treat the guys after that. If not, if it's a guy that I'm seeing, he'll let Drew know that he's in the training with me, and we'll be getting treatment. On a game day, they usually have a meeting 11 o'clock. I'll check with anybody, see if we have anything, make adjustments so Frank and Joe can make the lineup. Do morning treatments. They'll go eat. They'll go take their nap. They'll come in about 5 o'clock. We'll get, for the active guys, we'll do their pregame prep. Have the game. You know, who knows what will happen in that. Right. This year. Good God, I don't know.
I could have been here all night.
Yeah. And then when they're done, we, on Friday nights, do active recovery. So as soon as Frank's done talking, they go down and see Drew. They do a stretching and rollout routine to try to prep themselves for tomorrow. They'll come in and see me. They'll get in the cold tub for 10 minutes. I'll look at any guys that are injured. We finish up with that, and then I'll go and give a report to Frank and Joe of anything that showed up during their post-game so they can make adjustments to the lineup the next day.
What's the most challenging part about all of this for you?
It's just time. You know, the injuries, you know, as I've become more, you know, gotten more and more in the profession, it's, you've seen them before. There's nothing that really surprises you, or hardly anything that surprises you. So, but it's just the volume and the length of the season.
What's the best part?
The game day and the players. The players are always great. There's always different personalities. I always loved working with the players. And as tiring as travel is, it is fun being, because, I mean, Dave Toler and I have been roommates on the road for going on 18 years. So we've been roommates longer than a lot of people have been married, you know, so that's fun. And game day, that's part of the reason I signed on for this profession is I was an athlete in high school. I got to the end, realized it wasn't going to go any further, and so I continued in this profession. And the best part of it, be it football or hockey, whatever, is game day. It's still being a part of the competition, you know. Game day is the most fun.
I'd like to thank Eric Marsh for taking the time to provide all this insight about the training realm for the Air Force Academy hockey program. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, including Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, for their support. Thank you so much for listening. This is Chris Bay for The Flight Path. Until next time.